This is Marketplace from APM. I'm David Gura.
According to the Secret Service, more than 1,000 businesses have been infected with the same kind of malware that took down Target's computers earlier this year. And many of those businesses may have no idea this happened. So it seems there's no limit to the number of criminal hackers out there, but there is a severe shortage of cybersecurity professionals protecting us. Marketplace's Quina Kim looked around for a place where aspiring security experts are doing their training. She ended up in Las Vegas.
So money-wise, you can make anywhere between $100 and $150,000 for a security bug. And you can also get a job.
Prisa Tabriz is the engineering manager for the security team that protects Chrome, Google's web browser. And she's addressing a group of about 100 people at DEF CON. That's the hacker conference in Vegas. The conference is teeming with people who want to learn how to be cybersecurity specialists by learning how to break into computer systems. In other words, by learning to hack. There's even a kids track at DEF CON. It's called Roots.
Hi, my name is Kryptina. I am 12 years old.
What's your real name?
I can't say that, sorry.
Why not?
Because for privacy reasons.
I asked her, would you hack for Google?
Yeah, I definitely considered it. I've always wanted to be like a computer scientist or a forensic scientist.
You could call it a recruiting trip.
That's Tabriz from Google. She's saying that tongue-in-cheek. She's mostly here to teach kids hacking. But she says there's truth to the joke. Google does have a program that pays hackers to report security bugs.
We run a couple of vulnerability reward programs at Google, and there's a lot of kids that are underage and find bugs or contribute to this code.
And Tabriz says she's hired one of those kids. He started submitting bugs when he was around 12, and she kept track of him. She says that doesn't happen very often at Google, but that it happens at all illustrates the severe shortage of cybersecurity experts in tech.
It's really amazing because nowadays you can get a job without a high school degree for six figures if you know how to hack.
That's Nico Sell. She's a co-founder of Roots. She says there are a couple reasons for the shortage in cybersecurity. Mobile computing, apps, and the Internet of Things has given rise to criminal hackers who can now break into almost every part of our lives. At the same time, universities are failing to train cybersecurity professionals, which is why so many people go to DEF CON.
Something that my parents get a little upset about me saying, but I do believe in this strongly, is that this education that I've received at DEF CON is way more valuable than my Ivy League education by 10 times.
Companies that are looking for cybersecurity talent say, in part, that's because the basic curriculum for computer engineering degrees was set about 50 years ago, and it teaches students to build systems instead of breaking into them. Two universities are trying to change that, Cleveland State University and nearby Case Western.
Hi, my name is Saurabh Bhunia.
Professors like Saurabh Bhunia have started teaching students how to break into computer systems.
It's basically an approach of hacking for credit.
Bhunia says the approach is controversial. Hacking can be illegal, and lots of universities aren't comfortable teaching it. He says the debate boils down to this.
Is it ethical to teach hacking to our students?
Lots of schools have decided it isn't ethical, and so they teach the theory behind hacking instead. But Bhunia says unless students know how to hack into computer systems, it's nearly impossible for them to figure out how to defend them.
They take these theoretical courses and then go to these companies. They're not capable of understanding the different security vulnerabilities, and they're also not capable of coming up with solutions.
Bhunia hopes Case Western's program will convince universities that teaching hacking is vital to any cybersecurity program. But until universities make that change, people who want to work in cybersecurity are relying on hackathons and conferences like DEF CON to learn the real-world skills they need to keep us safe.
You could break in to their account.
And they're starting earlier and earlier. In Las Vegas, I'm Quina Kim for Marketplace.